from the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders, we are the Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
Yeah, we are the Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show. This will be the free agency episode. NFL, our squad, rest of the league, BleedBlueShow.com is our website. Audio archive episodes can be found on iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify for the millennials. We're going to get to the stakeholders in just a second. I just want to say a real couple of quick things. You, everybody, be safe out there through dire times. I think everybody knows the situation at hand with the coronavirus. No matter how serious you take it, or if you just, don't believe the in actual hype, just be precautious at the end of the day. Still protect yourself. So that's my small PSA when it comes to this coronavirus. This is pretty much a worldwide thing going on right now. So add on to the NFL stuff going around the league. Before we get to the Giants stuff, I want to start with the NFL around the league. Things that I just all the news, whether it was on the field related or off the field related, that like Sean Payton, head coach for the Saints, diagnosed with the coronavirus. It's just crazy how these things work. It's crazy the fact that you never know who's getting it. It's professional athletes, your everyday person. It doesn't have no discrimination, man. At the end of the day, man, just protect yourself, man. Just go through the right steps and making sure you're good. Probably stay out of harm's way as most as you possibly can. And we'll hope for everybody, regardless if you're a professional athlete, celebrity, whatever, or the everyday person, everyday American, everyday person around the world. Just be careful. You know, just definitely be careful. Let's see. Around the league, let me see. We got these the news, like, you know, Tom Brady to the Buccaneers. I want to say we'll probably get to all this stuff at the end of the episode. I'll throw that out a little bit later. Tom Brady to the Buccaneers, Philip Rivers to the Colts, Teddy Bridgewater to the Carolina Panthers. The trade today, I think this is one of the most underrated moves probably in the offseason, and good for Philadelphia. I hate the fact that it's the Eagles, but Darius Slay getting traded for a third and a fifth round pick in the 2020 draft in Detroit. Who knows what the hell they're doing, man. Stephon Diggs, man, to the Buffalo Bills, and the Bills getting draft capital back. You know, another underrated move. I think this worked out well for both teams. DeForest Buckner going to the Colts, and then he signs that 4-year, $84 million deal. Now, I don't know what the hell's going on in Chicago with, I guess, Mitchell Trubisky and Nick Foles are going to have to duke it out, so that means they don't really have a quarterback. There's other little moves like Malcolm Jenkins to the Saints, things like that. But the Giants, if you want to focus on our Giants, which is really puzzling with the Leonard Williams situation, franchising them, you trade for them, give up draft capital just to franchise them. That is really smart, Dave Gettleman, real smart. But, I mean, nothing's bad with this, because James Bradbury, your cornerback from the Carolina Panthers, the same player Dave Gettleman drafted, he's the second highest paid player on the team right now for the Giants. Blake Martinez signs with the Giants as well. He was the main caller, the signal caller for the Green Bay Packers. We'll see what the stakeholders say about that. Rhett Ellison retires, and Giants start signing guys as low totem pole players, but we'll get into that, like Tutuola and Cody Corrigan. I couldn't even tell you who Kyler Flacco is, man. But nonetheless, David Mayo gets his contract as well. So Giants made some good moves. Do you like them? Do you not like them? But I'll say this one more move, and then we'll bring on, you know, the stakeholders. I thought they should have went after Jimmy Ward. The Giants did not go after Jimmy Ward. Or maybe they did, and it just probably didn't land them. That was a free safety that could have been a good fit for the Giants. Pair him up strong safety with Jabril Peppers, but he goes to the 49ers. So let's get to the stakeholders, man. Bring them on in the order that they call them. We'll have to talk Giants. We'll talk rest of the league towards the end of the episode. Let's see. Definition of a lit. If you can hear me out there, I'll bring you on first. What's going on? Roll call time. How you doing, sir?
Hey, what's going on, TJ? Are we having phone technicalities today, or is it just me?
I don't know. I don't know, actually. But stay
I'm
right
here,
there.
Though.
We'll
all that matters is I'm here. I'm here.
All right, stay right there. We'll bring on a couple other stakeholders, and we'll lead off with you. Just mute your line when you're not speaking, because you got a lot of background noise. Please.
Yeah.
If you can't do that. Thank you. All right, let's see. I thought I saw Ray come into the queue, but if not, there he is. I think that's Ray. Ray, are you out there? I think maybe we are having technical difficulties. Who knows? Ray, are you there?
Yeah, what's good?
What's going on? How you doing, man? Everything good?
I'm good, man. You know what I'm saying? Listen, man, I'm calling in because I want to know the Giants.
All right, we'll get into all that. We're going to lead off with Lit. But, Ray, I want you to do us a favor. Do a real quick favor. Just hang up and call back. We got a bad line. Maybe we are having phone problems. I'm not 100% sure. So, quickly hang up, Ray, and just call right back. We're probably having technical difficulties with the line. I really didn't know that. So, Ray, call back real quick because your line's coming in choppy. So Ray is pro. He's in favor of the signings for the Giants. I think overall they're okay. The top heavy signings I definitely do like as far as fits. There were some signings definitely left on the table that maybe they just probably could have landed maybe a relationship with the agent or just a lack of interest as far as Jimmy Ward. I think that was a fit that could have been there, and the cap space as well. The Giants had several capital to get on that. Let's bring on the Worm. Worm, I think we are having technical difficulties. I'm not 100% sure, but Worm, say hello to the people. How you doing, man? Let me know if you're
out. Hold on, how's everybody doing tonight?
Good, man. Everything good?
Yeah, going good. Just on my Corona vacation.
Oh, shit, I bet. Yeah, I bet. All right, I think we are having technical difficulties. Lit gave me the heads up. I didn't even realize it. But since you're on, I mean, let's talk about the Giants signings first. Like, where do you want to go first? And then we'll bring back on Lit when he gets back on, and then Ray. But your thoughts as far as the signings, so on and so forth.
All right.
I can hear you. It seems like everybody's line is choppy. I don't know what's going on.
Okay, so it's not just me then.
Okay.
Right. I'm going to go right through through the notes that I sent you the other day. Corner that we signed, I think they got him at a steal. Great cover skills, ball hawk. He gets his hips turned quick. He gets his head to the ball. Martinez, our linebacker, he's a tackling machine. He's physical. He loves contact, and his contract, it's not bad at all. Ingram, if he can stay healthy, to be able to stretch the field, and take some deep shots with him. He's a great blocking tight end. And Jason Garrett, he loves, big targets in the red zone, which is where I think inside the 20, especially inside the 5, he'll be utilized very well. Mayo, I'm happy he's back. He proved he could play ball. And our recent signing, which wasn't available. Leonard Williams.
Explain that one to me.
I really wasn't fond of him last year. I just felt as though that was, a damage control move that the Giants made to, show that they're, trying to bring in players to tag him in free agency is friggin' insane. That's more or less Kettleman trying to save face, because if he would have let him cut loose in free agency, he would have really looked more stupid than what he is. But I can't see justifying a $16.1 million cap hit on another, defensive tackle. It's just, I think that money could have been spent, somewhere else. I think Gettleman should just ate crow with that move, and just move on from it. I can't justify $16 million on this guy. This isn't Aaron Donald. You know, this isn't Ndamukong Suh. This isn't, you know, a premier defensive tackle in the league or a premier pass rusher in the league. He's average, okay, whatever, at best. You know, I know they signed back, you know, Cody Coe. He's, what, a tier 4, tier 5 player? Not really that impressive. He's, you know, he's okay. You know, he'll probably fill in, maybe be a more than likely a training camp body. I know we picked up the safety plus special teamer from New England. You know, Judge should know him very well. He was a special teams ace, you know, Judge New England on special, so he could probably fill in the defensive back, you know, if we need him to. With the signings, I'd probably give the Giants a D-minus overall, maybe C-plus. You know, if you want to, you know, rope these guys individually, I'd give the corner Brad Bear, I'd give him probably an A-minus. Martinez, I'd give a B-plus. Sacco, I'd give C-plus, B-minus. Tuo, I would give probably about a B. Mayo, I'd give him a B. Core, C-plus. Williams, because of what they're paying him, probably a D-minus, only because of the franchise tag. As far as standards so far, and, you know, Colt McCoy, I don't know, maybe he's going to take us to the Super Bowl. We'll see what
happens. Now, do you have a question for Litt, who's behind you in the order? Well, Litt was first, but, you know, we're having phone problems. But you have a question for Litt.
Well, with the moves that the Giants have made, you know, linebacking-wise, how upset are you going to be if they shy away from that 4 pick from Simmons and go offensive tackle?
Okay. All right, I think we're having issues, and then they call back in. We'll bring on Ray, and we'll bring on Q. Litt, the question from what I could hear as far as, I guess, the first-round draft pick, based off the moves we made right now, do we go offense? I'm going to say my answer, I'm going to reserve it for a future episode because I'm still analyzing the free agency. But go ahead and fire away if you want to answer one question, and then also anything you want to like to say.
All right, yeah. You know what? I've been waiting 2 weeks patiently for this show. I'm so glad we are back in full effect.
Yeah, it's going in and out. I don't know, man. That ain't me. It's the platform, I guess you could say. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah.
But go ahead. We'll try to get as best as we can, though.
All right, so I think Graham asked, I think he said something to the extent of what are we going to do during the draft itself now because of how we went linebacker heavy. Is that correct?
Worm, you want to repeat it? I think he had mentioned as far as going to the first round pick, which direction do we go based off free agency? Worm, is that pretty much what you were asking?
Say that one more time. It was broken up.
Okay, your question.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, with what they've done, you know, in free agency so far, they went just about linebacker heavy. It's kind of looking more towards they're leaning away from linebacker in the first round and going offensive line. And then maybe they nab the second best linebacker in the draft out of Wisconsin in the second round. If Simmons is on the board.
All right. So, listen, I heard bits and pieces of what Brian said. I'm just going to kind of give my opinion on here. It looks like we went linebacker heavy. We once again tried to fill holes from 2 years ago with Alec Ogletree and Kareem Martin. I'll kind of get into that in just a quick second. But from what free agency's moves were, I'm thinking we're going to go offensive tackle or trade for more assets. As far as free agency, I just want to clap my hands to David Gettleman because he finally
Wow. All right, hold on. This is out of control. I'm sorry, Lit. Repeat that one more time. We are really having issues. It's not y'all guys' fault. Don't worry about it. But repeat that last part again, man.
Steve, I don't know where you want me to bring it. I basically just gave kudos to David Gettleman because he's finally getting it in year number three on how to sign players in free agency. To value using analytics, to value using a shorter draft contract. So kudos to David Gettleman.
Hey, Worm, you want to respond to that before we go to another stakeholder?
I honestly couldn't hear a word he said.
Oh, man, this is terrible. No, it's not your fault, Lit. All right, let me ask you. Let's put it like this. We'll move on, and then we'll try to clear up the lines. Let's see. Ray was on, and then he kept on dropping. Q was on, and then he kept on dropping. Let's see if we can get Kristen, because Kristen was on last night. We were going through all these NFL moves. Hey, Kristen, we're having technical difficulties with the phones. If you can hear me, Lit, or Worm, please feel free to fire away. Your thoughts on
Yeah, I can hear you guys. I just chimed in. So can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's choppy, but I can hear you.
Okay. Fire away. Your thoughts on the Giants moves.
I'm sorry, thoughts on the Giants what?
Giants moves.
I think we're okay with it. That we didn't go with your boy that we were talking about, Floyd. So we're good. James Bradbury, we were talking about last night. Corner. You know, I think we're filling holes that we need to. And we still have plenty of cap space. So I think we're in a good position right now.
Anything else you'd like to add, or?
No, just waiting on the draft now. Just waiting on the draft. Let's fill in the rest of the big major stuff that we need, and we should be good.
Okay, Worm had an issue with the Leonard Williams. Well, I guess the entire Leonard Williams process, him being franchised. I mean, I think that's one of those things he's trying, like Worm said, he's trying to save face. And I think we kind of discussed that yesterday. Anything else you'd like to add as far as the Leonard Williams situation? Nobody brought up David Mayo. You cool with David Mayo? What's your thoughts on that as well?
It is what it is. I just don't understand why we're asking. I mean, it is what it is. I'm waiting for the draft. Hopefully, this guy learned his lesson from last time, and we can make smart draft choices. That's all I really want. And hopefully, our guy's going to be there at four.
I want to go back to
really
Lit. Let me see if we can get back Lit on. Lit, let's see if we get a better connection. Lit, anything else
yeah.
you'd like to ask, sir?
Like I said, I mean, I'm one of the biggest haters of David Gettleman, but like I just said, I think that he finally, by using analytics, figuring out what the rest of the league is, what the league norm is, he was able to pull off a better financial situation for the Giants. Minus the Leonard Williams, I got to save face. I got to franchise this guy because I screwed up big time last year thinking I was going to re-sign the guy. Now they were not able to re-sign him, thus they got to tag him, and that $16.25 million, that comes right off the cap into Leonard Williams' pocket with the hope of re-signing him long term.
All right. Cool. Thanks, man. I'm going to go to Worm. I think I'm not as hard on the moves internally with the Giants like you are, but I understand why you're saying it. I definitely respect it. I'm actually shocked that Lit is optimistic because I think we all agree that we felt the need at cornerback and inside linebacker. I think we can all agree those are pretty much solid moves for the team. But I think there was some moves left on the table. And I said it at the top of the show, Worm, as far as like Jimmy Ward, for example, free safety. Now, maybe that's just something they were unable to pull, unable to bring in a quality free safety that go back to replace Antoine Bethea. He went to the Niners. I get that. other than that, I mean, the other deal that moves is, like, let me ask you this, Worm. Cameron Fleming, nobody brought that up. He signed as well. He was a guy who played in the Super Bowl versus the Eagles. He was at right tackle for the Patriots. And I think the next year he went to the Cowboys. So you know that Mark Colombo, the new offensive line coach, and Jason Garrett are in favor of him. They probably, one of the reasons why they signed off on him, or probably went and got him, that you would think he and Nick Gates are probably going to play or compete at right tackle. What's your thoughts on the competition at right tackle as of right now?
I think it's going to be a pretty good competition at right tackle. But let me throw this at you. You know how, you know, people have come out and said that people don't want to play for Gettleman, and, you know, they're leery about the Giants organization right now. Take it away from the Giants and think about this. The tax rate in Jersey and New York is outrageous. Don't you think that players are shying away from signing with the Giants or even the Jets at that matter because of the heavy taxes that you pay in the New York and New Jersey area? And that's the fact normally wouldn't, to, you know, so that the players get some of that money back into their pockets.
Yeah, I believe that is across the board for any tri-state area professional team athlete. I do believe that. But at the same time, if you are a star athlete, let's say a Saquon Barkley, you could always make that up in the endorsements. You could always make that up and more through, you know, commercials, you know, the New York advertising. You know, at least you have that going for you versus rest of the country. Not that you can't make money off the field in any other part of the country. But yeah, to your point, I do believe that is a somewhat of a factor. I think also at the end of the day, sometimes it's timing, man. Maybe at the same time, if you have salary cap space, these players, I think at the end of the day, Worm, they just want to play in the NFL. It doesn't matter what team. I think there's some players that actually do think like that.
No, yeah, I'm just, you know, if I've been playing that, you know, through my head the last, like, week or so, you know, maybe some of these guys are kind of shying away because, you know, if they live in Jersey, you know, and they're, or say they move into New York and then, you know, they're playing for the Giants, headquarters moved out of Park Avenue in Jersey now. So if they're living in the city, they got to pay city tax. I think
maybe
some of the players are shying away because of that. But, you know, that's just me. But I think the competition is going to get heavy. And I think it's going to be, you know, pretty good competition. But I do see the Giants making, you know, maybe another move later on in the draft for an offensive lineman, you know, on the right side. But I wouldn't be surprised if the Giants take that number four pick and seriously look at the left tackle position. And if they do, that means it's all just moving to the right side, and it's going to make things very interesting. Now, if they stay where I want them to at four and go Simmons, then Soldier moving to the right side disappears as you're staying left side. But when you go back around, you know, I kind of, if we can, I'd like to hear everybody's input of, you know, what they think of that, you know, the, you know, we were just talking about with the taxes with some of the players. You know,
right.
Sign.
Sure.
I'm just curious.
Okay.
If they feel the same way I do. But
now,
you know, it's basically like that.
Kristen, you heard. I know it's going in and out, but Worm's point as far as players apprehensive coming to the Giants because of the tax situation, you know, New Jersey taxes are really brutal. We all know that. But, Kristen, when you want to, do you believe in that as far as the players coming here, to Warren's point?
Absolutely, I agree. not only the taxes, but, you know, when guys want to play a certain place, you have to take a lot of things into consideration if you want to come here. There's climate, there's the neighborhood you want to live in, there's schools for your children, taxes, all that stuff has everything to do with it. Absolutely, I agree.
All right, cool. All right, if you're not speaking, we're having a lot of background noise as well, along with the chopping. So just mute your lines if you're not speaking. We're going back to Lit. Lit, Worm had a question about the taxes, especially in New Jersey. Does that affect players, or do you believe that has a big influence on why players may overlook the Giants? Or that might apply to the Jets as well. But not the Giants, because the Giants moved from Manhattan. But yeah, Lit, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, that's part of the equation. You got the jock tax, you got, you know, the high taxes, depending on what county, what city, et cetera, especially on the Jersey side. So, you know, if you're making a straight $10 million a year, you're obviously going to get more tax relief playing with Tom Brady down there in Tampa as opposed to up in the tri-state area. But, you know, Steve, I will say this. You've had some top-notch, top-flight players have spurned the Giants or have had no interest playing for the Giants because of who the ownership and who the general manager is. I mean, that has to be thrown into the equation as well, besides obviously the financial fiduciary responsibility of the player paying the taxes. What do you think?
I think there's a lot of that goes into play. I mean, you could look at the tax situation. I think that's like maybe 20-25% of all players that were looking at to the Giants, because we've had some good signings. You know, maybe we got something out of them, maybe a year or two. Janoris Jenkins comes to mind. You know, like we've had guys come here, and some of it panned out, some of it has not panned out. The Gettleman situation, that is a little weird. It's weird because why would Bradberry come? You know, why would Bradberry come? He could have went anywhere. He was drafted by Gettleman, and he's coming back to Gettleman. So, I mean, you could look at it both ways. You could see guys – Blake Martinez, I mean, he could have gone anywhere. He could have stayed in Green Bay. I think Green Bay had the cap space. The players were leaving Green Bay more than come in right now. I mean, you look at like a guy like Jimmy Graham went from Green Bay to the Bears. Blake Martinez – for whatever reason, decided – I don't know why he chose the Giants, but he chose the Giants for $30 million. So you could look at it both ways. We could speculate, and we could say, okay, this general manager doesn't know what he's doing. Or maybe there's some players look at it like, okay, this general manager, he's probably going to pay me more. He may overpay me, for me, and I may go here versus this general manager. I mean, you have all kind of – different factors of why people go or players go to where they go. I agree with you, Worm. The tax issue, I think it's probably in the 20-25% overall with all NFL players. But I also think they can always make that up with money off the field, more than in New York than let's say most teams in the NFL. There's other signings. Like, I know you brought up two, Worm, with Corey Core and then Toyola from San Fran. I know, Kristen, you had brought that up the other night on the other episode. But the Fackrell signing, I don't understand that one, Worm. Signing him, he doesn't even get a lot of playing times. He's eating up – I don't know, maybe it's a signing bonus deal with the $4.5 million, but that's – for a guy that doesn't play that much, I mean, why are we giving these guys, some of these guys, that's a prime example of what I'm talking about, where I'm like a guy like Kyler Fackrell, like he's getting $4.5 million. The guy that probably had like 25 tackles last year, barely is a rotational player at best, special teams. Is he there for the special teams? Maybe. I don't know. But see, that's the point what I'm trying to make. You may have situations like guys like, you know, how the hell we get, why are we signing him for $4.5 million? He hasn't done anything. Defense, you know, in playing time on defense. What is your thoughts on that, Worm? I agree with you partially on the tax situation, but I also agree that I also look at it as I think some players look at it like a Kyler Fackrell. I'm getting paid more than where I would have gone anywhere else. And Kristen, when we go to you, it's kind of what I was saying about another team, not the Giants, as far as the teams we root for, players getting overpaid. And that's asset mismanagement. But I want to go back to Worm. Worm, anything else you would like to add? And if you want to throw another question out there as well.
If I'm the Giants, I wouldn't drag my feet with Williams. You know, get him the contract, stop screwing around with this franchise tag, because that's, you know, more money that we could have to play with. You know, it's I can't go into the season with this guy getting paid $16 million. I can't do it. You know, I don't want to keep harping on it, but, you know, feel like I'm beating a dead horse, but this guy can't come into the season at a $16 million cap hit. You know, if a team picks him up, you have a chance to match the offer. If not, then you get, you know, whatever draft to pick back for him. I wouldn't have franchise tagged him. He's not a franchise type player. He's not going to be that game-changing guy. And, you know, it's going to be interesting this year for the draft, because it's going to go back to the way it was, I believe, you know, in the 80s, where there was no fans. And, you know, they just televised it, and, you know, they pulled the, you know, they came up with the card commission and announced the name. So it's going to be different from what a lot of us have, you know, seen, you know, draft-wise. It's going to be, you know, a different draft this year, because there's going to be no draft parties because of, you know, certain things that are happening that are out of our control. But I do want to throw this out there. Those of us that are season ticket holders, check your emails, because the Giants are helping us out. They're delaying season ticket payments. So, you know, contact your ticket rep if you don't receive a letter in your email by tomorrow. That's basically it.
All right. Now, like we said, we were having difficulties with the lines. Kristen and Lit dropped. If they call back in, we'll try to bring them on. Overall, I don't have an issue with the signings. I just think this helps me, Worm, complete my draft board, or it helps the next couple of weeks of the moving parts, because that this was really an unknown where the direction we were going to go. Like, this, I could never have predicted what we could have signed. So now, you know, when we come back in 2 weeks, we're going to look at the prospects, the NFL prospects, the draft, you know, guys that, you know, we like, you know, not necessarily our draft show, but more so, you know, prospects, you know, what we saw from the 2019 college football season. If you want to add in the bowl season, if you want to add in the All-Star games and the combines, we'll get into more of that with in a couple of weeks when we return. All right, I can't explain the phone line situation, so we'll do this, because we'll have we're gonna have our bye week for the show, but we'll have the page up and do audio commentary back and forth. So look forward to that next week. The show, the Bleed Blue Show podcast will be in a hiatus next week because of our quarterly bye week, but we'll try to get, hopefully next, you know, we haven't had issues all week until tonight. Bring back on Kristen. Kristen, anything else you'd like to add, Giant stuff around the league, and then we'll try to get anybody else on, as you know, we try to fight through these technical difficulties. I blame the coronavirus, Kristen. Because we didn't have these issues last night, damn it. Or all week. Are you there?
I blame Eli Manning.
Yeah, I blame Eli Manning. I think she's trying. I'm not exactly sure. All right, let's see this. Let's see if this is Carl. Now, Carl, we've had issues all night, all episode with this. Let's see if we can hear from you, man. Is this Carl?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? What's going on? Just got a chance to get a ring. I hope everybody's doing okay.
We're hanging in there, bro, man. We're hanging in there. Hope all is well with you, man. Be safe. Be safe out there. The signings, man. Yay or nay on the pieces that Gettleman has brought in? What's your thoughts?
Well, when I saw that they signed the cornerback that he drafted a few years ago, which was just like the almost non-shocker of all time when I saw that. So from that standpoint, I looked at his numbers from last year in regards to some of the guys that he was covering, and he actually did a pretty decent job overall. So supply and demand, you got to kind of pay for that particular position, kind of like how they did with Jenkins and Cromartie over the last 7 years. So from that standpoint, I don't really have an issue with it. The tight end that they signed, probably just another guy for the most part. Blake Martinez, nice player. Am I expecting to be a difference maker? Probably not. But if he provides slightly above average performance over the guys we've seen the last couple of cycles here, then I think that'll be a little bit of an improvement. But, you know, the big issue still is pass rushing. We still haven't figured out a way to get that addressed.
All right. Worm, you want to add on to that? And then we'll try to get back to Lit if he calls back in. Worm, your thoughts on Carl's concern on a lack of pass rush in this free agency period?
That's a concerning thing is lack of pass rush, which is, you know, before we signed, you know, the offensive tackle from Dallas, I would say the Giants could probably go offensive line with that fourth pick. But, you know, being, you know, we picked up, you know, another, you know, right tackle. I'm kind of thinking and hoping it's going to be Simmons, which, you know, should help, you know, with a pass rush. I would rather have Simmons over Chase Young. I like Chase Young, but I just don't like how he was just about phased out. There's not much left in free agency. You know, the good pass rushers didn't really hit the market. You know, I know Clowney's out there, but that he's always hurt. You know, he's not consistently healthy enough for me to, you know, throw a ton of money out. And at $20 million, I'll pass. Because I believe that's what he was, you know, looking for at a $20 million plus range. I'll pass. So it's going to have to be through the draft. And, you know, you can't just go out there and do the big spending spree Band-Aid fixes that Jerry Reese did, you know, a couple of years ago. Because it doesn't work. It doesn't. So, you know, I'm kind of thinking it's hopefully it's going to be pass rusher with that fourth pick.
You said you hope it's pass rusher with the fourth pick, you said?
I hope it is.
All right. Okay, let's see if we try to get back to Lit. Lit, I know we've been having issues. Carl has chimed in. He's okay with the moves thus far, but he I think we all had the elephant in the room with the pass rusher. Your thoughts on that? And then let's try to get back on Chris, and then we'll go around for final thoughts after that. But go ahead, Lit.
Thank you, Steve, but really hard to hear. I've called a couple times back and forth, but it sounds a little bit better right now. I didn't hear what Carl had to say. I'm sure he had some great bullet points, but if it has anything to do with the pass rush, we failed to do anything, whether it was an A chip, a B chip, or a C chip guy. So I'm kind of really like, what are we doing now? Because it's going to be either an offensive tackle, an edge rusher, or we're going to trade back. And that's kind of where we're going to leave it to be right now. I understand they didn't want to pay that money to Jadeveon Clowney, but I think that we could have gotten Corey Littleton. Not as our edge rusher, but as a step up over Blake Martinez. I really did think we were going to get Corey Littleton, and that would have been a great compliment as an upgrade to Alec Ogletree, but we are stuck. And then hoping that Blake Jackwell will be the edge rusher that he.
All right, cool. Thank you, Lit. We're trying to hold on, man. We'll get around for final thoughts after that. But we'll go to Ray, then go back to Kristen. Ray, I know we didn't get a chance to get most of you. I know you've been dropping like crazy, but Ray, your thoughts, man. Fire what, man.
Well, listen, I think the time made great moves, and we'll see after that. I'm already a big fan of Double J, which I call Joe Judge, and we're going to take it from there. That's all I got to say.
Oh, all right.
All right, cool. Christian, anything else you'd like to add before we go around for final thoughts on today, our moves and the rest of the league?
Yeah, I'm with Lit on the pass rush. It's a little disappointing. It kind of leaves us nowhere to go. So I don't know what we're going to do with that, but we're in dire need of a pass rush. We've been in dire need, but I don't know why that wasn't priority. Anyway, final thoughts. thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it. I finally got to the roof of my house so I can call you. So I'm good now. final thoughts. I think we're okay right now. I'm just waiting for the draft. See the other shoe drop and see what happens. You know, right now we're okay. We're filling up holes. You know, they're decent. They're better than what we had, and it's progress. You know, like Steve said, it looks good on paper right now. So we just got to see the final product. You know, when the roster's filled up and everybody's in line, then we can count all our ducks. But for right now, I think we're okay. But that's it. But bleed blue, and thanks, guys, for having me.
Thank you.
I love that, girl.
We're going to have to get a Joe Judge. We need a clean slate soundbite. I'm going to have to get that rolling. Carl, give us your final thoughts. Our team and then anything from around the league, and we'll go back to Litton and Warman to wrap up.
Well, I know that Vegas draft trip that Litt was thinking about has been postponed. so we can forget about that. you know, two things here as we closed out. You know, there was a thought originally when the offseason was going to hit that perhaps the general manager of the used car salesman was going to try to sort of splurge and attempt to save his job by overpaying free agents enormous sums of money. But it looks like that has not been the case. So I do give him a little bit of credit on that. But as we have also seen as well, the value of draft picks has shown itself tremendously in this free agency season. Just think about this for a second. The Giants traded two draft picks for Leonard Williams, who as of right now has not come to terms on any long-term agreement. While meanwhile, the same team in their own division traded two draft picks, basically the same draft picks the Giants traded, and they got themselves a top cornerback who they don't have to pay money to. Just think about that for a second.
Right.
And you know what? I'll close it out with this.
Say what again?
I'll close it out. That's all for tonight.
Oh, okay. I got you. Shout out to Carl, BigBlueChicago.com, man. Litt, final thoughts?
Football in general, I really got to say, you know, out here living in Arizona, I do follow the Cardinals. Two GMs seriously on the hot seat pulled it out. Steve Kahn with the DeAndre Hopkins trade, and Gettleman pretty much – They're off the hot seat for a little bit. I like I said, I want to give kudos to both of them because I thought both of them are, you know, going to get shit canned, and they survived free agency unscathed. Just want to leave it at that.
Definition of Litt Life, wonder of the tailgate world, man. Thank you very much, man. Sorry for the technical difficulties, dude. The Worm? Your final thoughts, man.
Not just, you know, everybody, you know, be safe, you know, hug your family members, actually fight tonight, because you never know what's going to happen tomorrow. See y'all.
Right on. All right, we'll be back in 2 weeks. Worm, thank you very much. Ray, thank you very much. Kristen, Carl, Q, I know you were trying to get in, and it was technical difficulties. Shout outs to Q, Carl, Litt, everybody else. We'll be back in 2 weeks. We'll get into the prospects, man, the draft prospects, man. Like Worm and Litt and everybody said, man, be safe, man. Be safe out there. My last thought from around the NFL, man, Stephon Diggs to the Buffalo Bills, man. What a hybrid robbery, man. Woo, man. Everybody's getting just fleeced, man. But nothing tops that Bill O'Brien. And that, like you said, Litt, man, that was really just something. That's why you got to have a separation of duties, man, and general manager, head coach, because you're just over your head. So I'm hungry, y'all, too.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Can you dig it? Bleep blue, 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 bleep blue.